Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock, Hunter.
Yo.
Yeah,
what's happening?
640.
Yeah. Feeling good.
Feeling real good. Down in my plums. Real good down in my plums.
Yeah. Right in my plums.
In my plums.
I love that. If anybody hasn't seen that yet, Eastbound and Down, the show, there's some outtakes with Will Ferrell.
Who's he
in front of Kenny?
No, he's in front of Craig Robinson's character.
Craig Robinson. Yeah, that's right.
And that actually brings me into a point that I've wanted to make. I was thinking about this the other day. I can't stand Craig Robinson. I don't know how he has got into. He's a terrible actor. You can even see him there. Like, he's almost breaking because...
Talking about the Pizza Hut commercial guy.
Yeah, that guy. He's been in The Office. He's been in a lot of movies. He's a terrible actor. He always does roles where he sings. He's not a good singer. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand. And you know what bothers me about that clip? He's almost breaking for the sake of breaking. Like, don't get me wrong. Will Ferrell's hilarious. He's doing this.
I mean, but
if you watch Craig Robinson, though, it's not like a legit. He's a terrible actor, and it drives me nuts that he keeps getting role after role. He's on one of my favorite shows, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah. He was on. He had a recurring character.
Hey, he's everywhere, man. Apparently, he's good because everybody's asking.
I don't know how he does it. I don't get it.
You know how he started?
Uh-uh.
He's a DJ.
He was a DJ? Well, he should stick to DJing because he's a terrible actor.
Terrible actor.
That actually tells me.
I don't think, when he's in movies, to me, doesn't like stand out, but I'm not like, that guy's terrible.
I don't think he brings anything to it. I'm trying to think of a role where I'm like, okay, perfect. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't get in the Pizza Hut thing.
Hot Tub Time Machine. Come on. He was great in that movie.
Yeah, but then they gave him a singing role and he can't sing. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I've never, like,
What's the movie where he's a DJ? He's up top at the car dealership.
Oh, that's the one with Jeremy Piven. What's that?
Yeah, what is that movie?
Oh, that's a ridiculous movie too.
It's a pretty funny movie.
It's a funny movie for sure. But yeah, he's just playing like terrible music up there on top.
What's that movie? What's the name of that?
Hold on, I'll find it. Jeremy Piven car movie, car salesman. The goods. Yeah. Or goods.
It's a pretty funny movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I didn't know that about you. You don't like that guy.
No, I don't. I'm not saying he's like a piece of trash. I just hate that he's a terrible actor and it's just always everything he does is bad.
We're worse actors out there. Come on.
Not many.
And just because Steven Seagal.
How dare you? He's a national treasure, all right?
Is he?
He's a national treasure. I'm just saying, if you take Craig Robinson out of anything he's been in, the movie's, like, fine. You know,
maybe we should do a topic one day like that. What's an actor you just cannot, you can't watch?
You can't watch?
Anytime he's on TV, you're like, no, sorry, I got to change it.
That's a good answer. Why don't we do that for Monday? We'll save that for Monday. I mean, what actor? Because I got a couple. I'm a real dick when it comes to opinions on actors.
You're real judgy when it comes to
professional actors. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, hey, we'll get to that a little bit here. Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Landingham, his crew, going to get you taken care of and back on the road. And make sure you come out and see me today at AIR, Advanced Import Repair, from 11 to 1 for those 10 bonus entries for the Screaming Yellow Summer. And your final chance to do so. Final one. That's it. Then we're giving it away next week. So if you don't get qualified today, you're done, son.
You're done. And we're not doing last-minute qualifications.
No, because that's stupid. That's dumb. You got to do it now.
You can't just show up and win the prize anymore.
Just show up and be like, hey, what do you guys got going on here? Oh, okay. No, it's not happening. Not happening. Anyway. So, yeah, AIR, Advanced Import Repair. Well, the next re-release from the Kiss Archives is an expanded box set of their 1982 album, Creatures of the Night. Set for release on November 18th, the 40th anniversary edition will be available in multiple configurations. Hold on, that just took me a second. Their 1982 album is in its 40th year. That hurts, Hunter. That hurts.
It does hurt.
I don't like hearing that, okay?
You know.
It's not fun.
She's even talking about the 90s. Oh, yeah, it was 30 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's not happy. That's not happy news. Anyway.
Good.
It is available in multiple configurations, including a 5-CD and Blu-ray audio super deluxe edition with 103 tracks, 75 of which are previously unreleased, including 34 demos, rarities, live cuts, and outtakes. And it comes with loads of merchandise, including an 80-page hardcover book with liner notes and unreleased photos, and a Creature of the Night press kit with posters, drawings, photo stickers, replica tickets, backstage passes, a tour program, trading cards, buttons, guitar picks, and more.
Wow. Yeah, you got a problem, though. I don't have any more room on my CD rack. Remember those?
Yeah. Well, when you have how many? It's a 5-CD and Blu-ray. That's 6 right there. So you know.
No. You used to have a CD rack on each side of the TV, you know? Looked real cool.
Can you even find those anymore?
I don't know.
Let me see.
Remember those, though?
Let me go to... Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, your house had multiple ones. Multiple CD racks.
They had bigger slots on the bottom for the double CD?
Yeah. Yeah, you fill those up, then you're out of luck, man. Hold on. I'm going to look up CD rack.
CD rack. Not a thing anymore? It might be a thing of the past.
Here we go. Atlantic Wave.
CD/DVD.
Or sorry, CD Tower. It's a tower. That's tower. What it is. Yeah. How about this one? Atlantic Wave Wire CD Tower holds 110 CDs. Here's the problem, though. You know, I don't like this one. What? It's not individual, it's just like sections. So you got, in order to take a CD out, you got to move other CDs. You
make sense? I don't like that.
No, it's got to be individual.
Yep. How much was that?
That was $33. $33. They got some other ones here, smaller ones, $12. Not the good ones, though. Not the good ones, though.
Forgot about those things.
Not many, though. I mean, like, you used to go to Best Buy, and they'd have a whole, like,
a section
of just CD towers.
Sell the hell out of CD racks back in the day.
What kind of kickback you get out of CD rack there, Hunter? What kind of commission? What kind of commission?
I can sell them. You know, we didn't really get any kickback, but the employee discount back then was extremely significant.
Yeah.
Getting HDMI cords for like a dollar.
Man, back then, those were like $80. Yeah. Here's
what. It's kind of hard to sell somebody a $90 HDMI cord when the employee can get it for a dollar.
Look, you're going to need this. So here's a $90 2-foot HDMI cord.
Pizza here? What's going on? This is up.
Yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous. Anyway. So, yeah, add this to your bitchin' CD rack, and you'll be all set to go. They did also release Betrayed with the announcement of this new one. In May, Gene Simmons, who turned 73, said, quote, "The Creatures record was a transitioning record because Ace Frehley and Peter Criss were out of the band. You can't do it all yourself, so we brought in different guitar players, different things, and co-wrote songs." Frehley is pictured on the album cover, but his parts were covered by Robert Ford, Stephen Ferris, and Vinnie Vincent, who briefly replaced him in the band. Creatures is the 10th Kiss album. Among the songs on it are I Love It Loud and War Machine. You know, 80s Kiss, not the best Kiss, but still pretty good, you know, compared to most. So.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So check it out. November 18th, add to your collection with Kiss. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
All right, going back, August 26, 1997, Creed released their debut album, My Own Prison. And I bring this up. You know, there was other things on this day. The Kinks had a song release. The Beatles did some garbage crap.
Wide open.
My Own Prison, and I love bringing up Creed because you know what? Creed gets so much hate for no... I love Creed. Creed is fantastic, all right? Now, My Own Prison isn't as good as Human Clay, but still good, all right? Still really good.
I think that's the only one I know is My Own Prison, honestly.
Really? No, you'd know Human Clay. That was their bigger album.
What was on Human Clay?
Human Clay was Arms Wide Open.
Oh, okay.
With arms wide open.
Then I do know that one. Cause
under
the
sunlight.
Which one was higher on?
That was Human Clay.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the better album.
That was their big out. That one came out in 99. So My Own Prison, which had like torn almost some of their heavier stuff.
Yeah.
Was 97, and then Human Clay came out in 99. But I mean, you had Are You Ready on that? What if I mean, that's a bitchin' song, man.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, be careful. It's a religious band. Don't
Higher was on that one, which I just like.
Are there any religious bands anymore?
Yeah. POD is a religious band.
Who?
POD.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess they are coming out. They have to come out with some.
They got stuff, yeah. POD is a religious band. I wouldn't say religious, but, oh, my God. I just interviewed the
Slayer?
Guy. Yeah, Slayer's a religious band.
Gwar.
They're religious, real big into Yahweh. No, who did I just interview? God. Damn it, what band was it? Anyway, the band, they're a clean band, so they don't drink, no drugs or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because it was at a big festival, and I was hungover interviewing this guy. I was like, you know, blah, blah. And he just
got... the one where the guy just got done riding, like, a 30-mile bike?
Yeah, he just was like, I was out on my bike 30 miles today, and I'm like, all right, you and I are doing two totally different things at this festival here. Totally different. But anyway, go back and put in... Human Clay, and tell me it's not a great album, all right? All these people, Creed suck. No, they don't. No, they don't. You're jumping on the bandwagon. Same people that say Nickelback. That happened to a show I was watching the other day, and you can always tell. All the Hollywood people and all the movie people, they're just so snooty and hoity-toity, but in an episode, one of the ladies makes a comment. She's like, I don't want to be a one-hit wonder. I don't want to be the Nickelback of podcasts. I'm like, you do realize they weren't a one-hit wonder, right? Like, they had multiple... popular songs.
You kind of want to be the Nickelback of the podcast because it means you're successful.
I mean, sold out tours and platinum out. Yeah, that's terrible. Just shut up. God, people are dumb. With arms wide open.
It gets y'all worked up.
Under the sunlight. Anyway. All right.
That rock voice going.
Yeah, you hear? All right. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.